So we'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You ready for this, buddy? Okay. What is your full name, first, middle, and last?
Chesney Allen Ford.
Chesney Allen Ford, receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. And what is your full name, first, middle, and last?
Riker Raymond Ford.
Riker Raymond Ford, receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet, according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Chesney and Reichner according to your boundless mercy, and bless them with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through the saving flood all sin in them, which has been inherited from Adam, and which they themselves have committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that they be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, they would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. And so, Lori, you are here to serve in that role for both of these boys. And so I ask you now, is it your intention to serve Chesney and Riker and support them in their Christian faith? If so, answer yes with the help of God. God enable you to will and do this loving and faithful work, and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's join together in speaking the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. All right, let's go up the stairs here to the font. All right, boys, so this is the part where I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and so you guys can just repeat after me, okay? Chesney and Riker, do you renounce the devil? If so, say, yes, I renounce him. Do you renounce all his works? If so, say, yes, I renounce them.
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways? If so, say, yes, I renounce them.
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Chesney and Riker, do you desire to be baptized? If so, say, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, Chesney, you're up first. Just lean your head over. There you go. Chesney Allen Ford, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There you go. Your turn, Riker. Riker Raymond Ford, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You got a little on your nose. Sorry about that, bud. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. All right, be real careful with this now. Receive these burning lights to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. And I encourage you guys to keep those candles in a safe place. Light them every year on August 18th to remind you of this day. You guys want to turn around and face everybody else for a second? So one of the most ancient understandings of baptism in the history of the Christian church is that when a person is baptized, they receive the name of Jesus upon their hearts. So the name of Christ has been placed upon you, Chesney, and upon you, Riker, and you are his. You are Christians now. And the other thing about Christian baptism is that we often will recognize the significance of somebody's given name when they're baptized. And you guys have awesome given names. And I've never baptized a Chesney before, and I've never baptized a Riker before, so I had to look up what your names mean, but I actually did find out. Chesney, your name is actually French. I don't know if you knew that or not. But it means oak grove, which I thought was kind of cool. So like a whole grove of big, strong oak trees. And I thought, that's a great name to have on your baptism day, because the Holy Spirit has now come upon you, and you're going to be growing strong in the faith like an oak tree for the rest of your life. And that's awesome. And Riker's name is German, and it means rich. And so oftentimes we think about that in terms of money, right? But certainly, as you have been baptized now, Riker, we think about the fact that you are rich in the Spirit. And your whole life long, you're going to be growing more and more in that faith and becoming richer and richer in the Spirit. And so what a wonderful thing. Now we're going to welcome you into our church. So in holy baptism, God the Father has made you members of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs with us of all the treasures in heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brothers in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Chesney and Riker the new birth and holy baptism and made them members of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as they have now become your children, you would keep them in their baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, they may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's give these boys a round of applause, huh? And leave today with this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen.